This is the Toronto Today podcast. I'm your host, Greg Brady.
He's the Minister of Education for the province of Ontario. He is Stephen Lecce and joins us right now. Stephen, thanks very much for the time today, as always.
Thank you. Good to be on.
I lay that out. Did you get a look at some of what other countries, even states in the United States, have done who've been aggressive on this front, either pre-pandemic or post-pandemic? And some of the data that's coming back is really encouraging as to what the difference makes.
Absolutely. I mean, when we've seen restrictions and community buy-in, particularly of parents, you can point to jurisdictions that have done it right. In 2019, we asked school boards to do this. Some brought forth strong policies, but most did not. And you need to have the political courage to confront this problem once and for all. This patchwork did not work in Ontario. And you look at Quebec and other jurisdictions, there are lessons learned. We need standards, we need enforcement, and we need to be indiscriminately applying it everywhere. And that's why you've brought forth a more ambitious plan, with the default being cell phones are out of sight, out of mind, and obviously social media is off all school Wi-Fi and devices. And finally, vapes and cannabis products are not to be used on school property. We're going to have to send a message of zero tolerance, particularly on vaping cannabis, because it's gone out of hand in our country. We have the highest vape rates in the world. So this policy is designed to be strong, and more importantly, to build confidence of parents that if we work together, we can, as you pointed out to those jurisdictions, we can improve the outcomes and the health of kids.
I know you're going to run into parents and you're going to hear from them saying, I want to be regularly in touch with my kid. And to them, I even said this on Friday, we're going to have to wean them off that communication line the same way we're going to have to wean kids off, are we not?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is reconditioning all of us and how we communicate and our behaviors as adults and even as children. But, you know, the reason why I spoke so much to parents yesterday, they were my primary audience. We need their buy-in. And we believe that most parents, frankly, support the cause and they want to see reform. They want to see us actually crack down on the distraction. So I want to believe they're going to be with us on this. There'll be some adjustments to the timing. Look, my policy, the policy of Ontario's government is for our youngest kids, they're not going to have access to their cell phones through the day for kindergarten to grade six. These are the very youngest kids. If they even happen to have a cell phone, then that will be the policy. But of course, if a parent has a reason to get a hold of their child, they still will be able to, for example, lunch. It just requires the teacher's consent. There's a time and place. But during instructional time, that will not be permitted. For the kids in grade seven and up, those are the middle school kids and high school, that's where we're saying, look, you could have it on your person. You're a young adult. You want to try to teach personal responsibility and the responsibilities of technology. You could have it on you. You just can't have it on the desk, and it's got to sort of be, as we say, out of sight, out of mind. So in your backpack, in your purse, just not available and distracting the child or the school. When a teacher thinks there's a need for technology, they will allow it, and I will respect their judgment. But I want families to know that we will back the teachers and the principals and the school boards when they enforce the policy. At the core, Greg, this is about education and prevention, but we're going to back the staff when they bring it forth.
Are you any element of being disappointed that school boards weren't more proactive on this? They could have established their own policies and kind of didn't.
I mean, this is what's, I think, ironic. You know, like, for example, TDSB, they're launching this big lawsuit against the largest social media companies on earth. And yet they had the power literally today to take every step I announced yesterday, with the exception of the mandatory learning on curriculum. Only I, as minister, can do that, the province. Otherwise, they could have banned social media from Wi-Fi and devices. They could have restricted cell phones. They could have brought forth vape detectors and a zero tolerance message on cannabis and vaping. But they haven't, and most boards have not, and thus here we're at. And so the province and the premier said, look, we've got to do better. You know, we are number one in the worst benchmarks when it comes to high vaping rates. We still don't have the majority of kids meeting provincial math standards. When we say back to basics, it means focusing kids on academic rigor, on safety, and frankly, the reintroduction of common sense in our school system. So I think parents will stand with us on this. And I know public health leaders and pediatricians and so many experts have said, look, if we don't fix this, this is of generational importance. A societal importance. So we're doing what we can. We're stepping up with a bold plan, and we've announced funding too, Greg, for mental health and addictions, because it's hard to, you know, you can't decouple the conversation. Some of these kids have addiction issues, be it on technology or vaping, and I want families to know we're expanding the access to community-based addiction services for those very kids.
A couple minutes left. Stephen Lecce joining us, Education Minister for the Province of Ontario and Toronto today. Teachers telling me yesterday they do need the infrastructure help. Some of them don't even have a desk to lock phones up anymore, and I think we'd agree. If things go topsy weird on a given day, they can't be juggling $500-$700 phones. There's liability issues there. How can you help teachers securely lock up these phones until it's time for the kids to collect them? Might have lost Stephen there. Sorry, we lost you briefly there. Did you get the question?
I did. Yeah. I was just saying, you know, part of this is the policy is going to say to students, if they are unable to put their phone away, and they've been asked one time, two times, three times to put their phones away, the policy will say now the child has to bring their phone, turn it off, bring it to the front desk. It'll sit there at the end of the instructional time, like the end of that class, that period, the child would pick up their phone again. So it's a fairly easy system designed based on jurisdictions have done this right. Keep in mind, today we're sending a letter home to parents. It's going to outline some of those steps and those expectations as we lead into September. We're also calling on, we're funding School Mental Health Ontario to create essentially training sessions for parents on how to have those conversations, how to change the culture in the home. That's where this is going to start. And the, obviously, you know, the announcement yesterday was about building upon those conversations and frankly saying to families and to kids that we're going to have to be fairly, we're going to have to reimagine how schools and learning takes place and try to really create some standardization and rigor back in our schools. So, you know, look, don't get me wrong, Greg, it's going to be challenging. Yeah. It's going to be tough on the kids and maybe even some of the families. I get that. But this is a change that will improve their mental health and their academic success. And I think any responsible government would bring forth an ambitious plan here. And that's what the premier, that's what the government has done.
Before you go, important to ask you about this. There was a video circulating yesterday from something that happened at Iroquois Ridge High School. The Halton District School Board's aware of it. It's an exchange between a guidance counselor and a student about wearing a keffiyeh. In essence, do you trust the school boards to handle these situations? And are you aware of the video?
Yeah, I mean, look, we expect education staff to model behavior. They've got to create a learning environment where everyone belongs. And so, you know, I've seen part of the video, and I think it's just deeply offensive. It's obviously unacceptable, and to the credit of the board there, they did take swift action on the matter. But it's a reminder that we have to lead by example, and words matter in our schools.
Stephen, thanks so much for the time today. I know we'll check in the weeks to come with more formulation and more oomph on this policy, but I think parents are behind it. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you.
There's Stephen Lecce joining us, Education Minister for the Province of Ontario. Thanks for listening to the Toronto Today podcast. We drop the highlights of The Daily Show every weekday morning at 11 a.m. Don't forget, you can hear the entire show on the radio, at home, on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa or say, hey, Google, play 640 Toronto or Toronto Today. You can hear us on between 5:30 and 9 weekdays on 640 Toronto. Have a great day.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.